President Donald Trump has called back the dogs of war, at least for now. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Tuesday that Iran will allow passage through the Strait of Hormuz for the next 2 weeks under Iranian military management. In return, Trump says he'll suspend the bombing and attack on Iran for 2 weeks. The temporary de-escalation, if it holds, comes after the president turned up the heat on his war rhetoric, underscoring his Monday deadline for Iran to agree to a peace deal, including the opening of the Strait of Hormuz. Or else, in Trump's words, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. That threat sparked reactions around the globe. Democrats in Congress, some United Nations officials, and scholars in military law say such strikes would violate international law. The United Nations Human Rights Chief called the threat sickening. Stéphane Dujarric is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
Secretary General is very troubled by the statements that we've heard yesterday and again this morning. Statements suggesting that an entire people or an entire civilization may be made to bear the consequences of political and military decisions. There is no military objective that justifies the wholesale destruction of a society's infrastructure or the deliberate infliction of suffering on civilian populations.
From the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV also weighed in, calling the threat against the whole people of Iran truly unacceptable.
Qui ci sono questioni certamente di diritto internazionale, ma molto di più.
Here are the issues of international law, but moreover, a moral issue for the good of the whole people. And I wish to invite all to really think deep inside their heart about so many innocent, many children, elderly, completely innocent people who would also be victims of this escalation of war that since the first days we have been saying, let's go back to dialogue, negotiations, let's try to solve problems without reaching this point. And instead, here we are.
Cerchiamo come risolvere i problemi senza arrivare a questo punto. Invece siamo qui.
Iran's ambassador to the UN, Amir Sayed Iravani, says Trump's explicit threat of massive war crimes is a flagrant violation of international humanitarian law and rules of armed conflict.
The United States would bear full and undeniable responsibility for committing a manifest war crimes and a crime against humanity. Iran will not stand idle in the face of such egregious war crimes. It will exercise without hesitation its inherent right of self-defense and will take immediate and proportionate reciprocal measures.
Trump has been frustrated in his attempts to get allies to join in his war and help open the Hormuz Strait. The UN Security Council met Tuesday, shortly after Trump's civilization threat, to discuss a resolution by Bahrain aimed at reopening the strait. But that measure got watered down and finally vetoed by Russia and China, who cited Trump's threat to end Iran's civilization. Russia's Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said the real cause of the crisis was illegal U.S. and Israeli attacks on Iran, while China's ambassador, Fu Zhong, said the resolution was one-sided and sends the wrong message. All told, no UN resolution, but some reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and no end of a civilization, at least for 2 weeks. Israel has agreed to the terms of the 2-week ceasefire agreement. Pakistan, which brokered the ceasefire deal, says the agreement extends to Israel and Hezbollah fighting in Lebanon. And still, the war goes on with airstrikes in Tehran and Iran's Karg Island oil hub and across the region. Meanwhile, Pope Leo XIV is urging people to call their lawmakers.
Bisogna pregare tanto.
I would invite everyone to pray, but also seek how to communicate, maybe with Congress, with the authorities, to say that we don't want war, we want peace. We are a people that loves peace. We really need peace in the world.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.